I'm joined now by Scott Cunningham, MBE, who is set to become the first ever blind runner to take part in the G2E Ultra 56 event, which is a 56-mile run from Glasgow to Edinburgh. And Scott will be fundraising for the charity Guide Dogs. Scott, thanks very much for coming on to talk about this latest challenge. It actually falls on a poignant anniversary in your life.
Exactly 30 years ago to that day, Barry, I was lying in Sutton General Hospital over a three-week period. Back then, so it's very poignant.
And also you had some heart trouble.
I took a massive heart attack out running one Saturday morning, 22nd of October, and last year a nice training run as usual with my good sighted friend David, who's the other end of the tether, suffered a massive heart attack and got emergency surgery. Thanks to the guy here at this hospital, gave me four stents that morning to keep me alive.
Scary. Talk about this latest challenge, and obviously Dave will be with you as your guide again.
Well, since the heart attack, obviously to take tentative, very small steps as I progressed on through the medication and with a brilliant rehab, cardiac rehab and nurses. So as well as David coming over and guiding me every Saturday morning, we've progressed on since our first run back early March time. Then we've built up the miles and really looking forward to, again, coming out of my comfort zone, because I really detest the status quo in life and being in a comfort zone. My motto is keep on keeping on, and if the mind can conceive it, the body can achieve it. I love that motto as well, and certainly this is going to be right out of my comfort zone, because the most I've done before is a marathon, well, quite a few marathons, but this one, we've trained hard 42 miles a week before last, so we know that very capable. From the hard slog and a real good test of endurance on the day, but bring it on, I can't wait to get started.
How long will that take, Scott?
Well, it's a 15-hour cut-off, but the 6 o'clock starting Saturday morning at the Riverside Museum, and it's effectively canals all the kind of way. And again, it's just a different environment, because we're used to, you know, a lot of hills around this area, so running on the flat will take different muscles and a different set of mindset as well. You know, you do a lot of visualisation when you're running blind as well, to keep yourself focused and keep yourself really, really positive. It's going to be digging deep into a lot of runners call it the pain cave as well. The pain cave will be visited a few times, I'm sure, over the 56 miles. And we'll be doing it under the 15-hour cut-off, that's for sure.
And you're doing this for Guide Dogs. You got your first guide dog back in 1995.
95, Barry. I was very, very lucky to have been given Ike. After about 18 months of trying to accept, a lot of blind listeners will know how hard it is to accept, trying to get over the escapism. I had a lot of escapism, let's call it, back then. I got my life back together. So I'll ever into Guide Dogs, getting back into education, employment, and the career that I've got now is something that I really enjoy life now. Four Guide Dogs later, and a brilliant adventure over the last 30 years. And this is an epic way of celebrating that.
And a special mention to your friend Kirky as well, Scott.
It's very, very emotional. Very emotional. Kirky got me into running. We both started running at the same time, late 2016, Barry. We soon set us for a challenge. Got a place in London Marathon the following April, which was the 23rd day of April. And then we done marathon after that. I took a heart attack last October. And as I said to him, really, really, really lucky to be here and grateful for the care and attention I've had over the period. But unbelievably, we lost Jim Kirk through a massive heart attack exactly 6 weeks later. The wee man took a massive heart. Two very, very fit people, didn't smoke, diet good, all the rest of it. Two people that suffered heart attacks through genetic purposes, reasons and stuff that we did not know about. We did not, so we're still in deep shock, and it's going to be very emotional.
How can people follow you on social media?
Yeah, so there is GB Ultra. GB Ultra has got a brilliant tracking advice there. I'm on all the socials. There's a Just Giving page. Every single penny, as a lot of the listeners will know, Guide Dogs does indeed change. Save lives here in Great Britain for us visually impaired people. The life that's that charity's given over a period, every penny means an awful lot to me.
Well, fantastic to chat with you, Scott. Glad your health is in a better place and you're really putting it to the test with a 56-mile run between Glasgow and Edinburgh for the G2E Ultra 56 on the 7th of October. We wish you all the luck in the world and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for the support, Barry. All the very best. Thank you. Bye-bye.